and welcome to the mini episode of The Rufus Project, your fortnightly podcast where we talk about whatever is grabbing our attention at the time. I'm your host, Trevor Holland, and you will be hearing from my good friend, co-host, and king of cult cinema in Brisbane, Christian Fletcher. But what do we have in store for you this time around? Well, I take a look at the recent hacking of the PlayStation Vita console, which is causing a bit of a scene at the moment. Christian talks about the 40th anniversary of a very iconic song by an equally iconic band, and of course we'll have details of our next redeeming features cast, and a whole bunch of upcoming events, including something by a very close friend of the podcast. In the meantime though, sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast. For those of us with PlayStation Vita, a handheld console largely ignored, I think, when it comes to major game releases, it got a bit of an interesting, well, shall we say, an official feature last weekend when a group released an exploit known as Henkaku, H-E-N-K-A-K-U. Simply put, this exploit allows you to install homebrew applications and games on the PlayStation Vita. For those who don't know, homebrew is essentially homemade games, so this will let people put their own code on this gaming console. It doesn't allow pirating of PlayStation Vita games, and I think the developers are hoping that Sony may be a little more, shall we say, generous when it comes to allowing this to stay on the system and not being patched out as quickly as possible. They've also specifically stated that they have made it difficult for people to get in there and actually get to the stuff that will allow cracking and pirating of commercial games to take place. So yeah, this is an exploit specifically aimed at being able to put unofficial programs onto your PlayStation Vita. So what can you do with this? Yes, I have installed it, and I am giving it a good try, so I'll let you know. Well, people haven't wasted much time. The Vita already had quite a robust homebrew community due to the fact that it has been cracked previously for limited use, but this is the first one that makes it easy to do. So there's already ports out there for the popular games Quake and Doom. As long as you have the original games and can transfer across the relative game files to your PlayStation Vita. People have made versions of the old Snake game. There's Kinect 4. There's Game of Life. There's a Breakout clone. Essentially a lot of pretty straightforward and well-known type of games. The other part that is really, I suppose, the main focus of a lot of people using this exploit is the ability to install emulators on the system. And all the older consoles are pretty well covered. You've got Super Nintendo, NES, Sega Mega Drive, or Genesis, whichever you prefer, the Master System, the Atari Lynx, the Game Boy Advance, and as at time of recording, the emulator, which kind of covers a lot of different emulators, RetroArch is apparently available as well, but I'm yet to test that out. Now, the emulation doesn't run perfectly, the sound can be a bit wobbly, but graphically and gameplay-wise, everything runs fine, so it's an absolute boon to those of us that like those retro games that are no longer officially supported by the original developers. Okay, we're talking about games that are 20 plus years old here. It's a nice legal grey area. I'm not going to condone it, and I'm not going to call it piracy, but I am going to indulge in it myself. If you are interested in trying this out, it is pretty super easy to find. If you search for PS Vita Henkaku, you're going to get about a million hits on what you do to install it. You actually do install it from the web browser on the PlayStation Vita itself. It doesn't always work first time. You sometimes do have to try multiple times before it actually installs. You also need to be comfortable with using an FTP program, because that's basically the only way you can actually copy the stuff that you need to use the emulators or homebrew onto the PlayStation Vita. But again, there's plenty of guides out there. Some of them are more user-friendly than others, but I'm sure that with a bit of digging, you'll find them pretty easily. I, for one, would love to see this exploit stay in place for the long term, but it is a pretty safe bet that Sony is already investigating how to block it, because obviously they just want what they want on your console. It's a shame, but it's true. So when a firmware upgrade comes through for my PlayStation Vita, I'm going to have a very tough choice to make. Keep the exploit or update my system, because you can pretty much bet that some upcoming games for the Vita are going to be tweaked so that they will need the higher level firmware to run on the machine. Just let us use emulators and homebrew, Sony. I don't want to pirate your games. I get plenty of games from PlayStation Plus. So please, let me have my emulators. Thank you.
What a milestone to be celebrating. 40 years since the release of the iconic pop song Dancing Queen by the Swedish pop group ABBA. Now, for those who know me quite well, ABBA have been quite an influential factor, I suppose, in my life since day one. I remember being 4 years old, being driven around in my parents' car down the Gold Coast while they played the album, simply titled ABBA from 1975, on cassette in the car, and I remember hearing songs like Tropical Love Land, Bang a Boomerang and Mamma Mia on repeat, and that kind of, I think, started my interest in all of this love of retro and everything that has followed since. The story of Dancing Queen, it was actually written more as a backing track to start with, when it was originally played to Frida, the brunette member of ABBA. She apparently cried just hearing the backing track, and they knew immediately that this song was going to be a hit. ABBA first launched the song at a gala for the newly married King and Queen of Sweden. How appropriate, Dancing Queen? They thought, why not play it for the royal family? Might not have seemed quite appropriate at the time, but it was to herald the start of the world's obsession with this song. It's gone on to become ABBA's biggest hit and was number one in pretty much every country of the world. I think pretty much every karaoke venue would hear this at least once a night, and I think pretty much one in every two weddings would have this played as part of its reception. Radio listeners would often request the wedding song, and it was one of the most played songs of 1976. This August celebrates 40 years since the release of the song, and I'm excited to be hosting an ABBA night on Tuesday the 9th of August at New Globe Theatre in Fortitude Valley. Come along from 7 p.m. I've got a compilation of music videos, rare footage, performance clips, and many more on the big screen, and there's also a chance to have a bit of a dance with your favourite ABBA hits. Tickets are only $10 per person, this is 18+, and tickets are available at ticketbooth.com.au or at the door. I look forward to busting a move with you on the dance floor, so take a chance on this and let's celebrate 40 years of Dancing Queen. It's time, as always, to look at some upcoming Christian Fletcher events. As mentioned earlier in the podcast, we have the ABBA Dancing Queen 40th anniversary on Tuesday the 9th of August at New Globe Theatre, and we're having an ABBA night to celebrate from 7 p.m. The second instalment of Prison Movie Nights at Boggo Road Jail return on Friday the 12th of August with the iconic 1957 Elvis Presley movie Jailhouse Rock. It will continue on the 26th of August with Chicago, and then in September with Walk the Line and Shawshank Redemption. Tickets are on sale for that. You can also take a prison tour prior to the movie, or just see the movie on its own. For bookings and information, visit boggoroadjail.com. Australia's longest running and biggest Madonna party is back on Saturday the 20th of August. The 11th annual Brisbane Madonna Party celebrates the 58th birthday of the Queen of Pop. Nothing but Madonna all night from 7 p.m. We've got DJ Sean Manley from Sydney, who DJed the recent Madonna Rebel Heart VIP parties, so he knows his stuff. I look forward to strutting my stuff and striking a pose with you out on the dance floor. I recommend pre-booking to save. This can be done via my website, or tickets will be available for $20 per person at the door. Comedy Commentary Cinema returns to the Milk Factory, South Brisbane, on Wednesday the 14th of September. This time we've got the 1980 sword and sandal epic Hawk the Slayer. Experience the movie with an hilarious live commentary by local comedians. To book tickets for this and for details about my upcoming events, head to christianfletcher.com or check out Christian Fletcher Events on Facebook. I look forward to seeing you soon.
We also have a special bonus announcement to make. Friend of the podcast, who you may remember from our burlesque redeeming features cast, Violet Van Dutch is making an exclusive appearance at the Raw Brisbane Presents Reveal Showcase on August 11th at the Met in Fortitude Valley. Tickets are only $20, and you can get your tickets by visiting www.rawartist.org/Violet Von Dutch. If you buy your tickets from this page, not only will you be getting tickets for an awesome event, you'll also be helping Violet. And don't worry if you didn't write that down in time, the link is in the podcast description below. Thank you so much for listening to The Rufus Project. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed putting it together, and we would love to hear from you. If you have any thoughts, suggestions, feedback, requests, anything at all, please let us know. You can find us at rufusproject.com and leave a comment below this very episode. You can find The Rufus Project on Twitter and Facebook. Contact us there. You can send us an email to podcast@rufusproject.com. We would definitely love to hear from you. If you currently subscribe on iTunes, you can rate and review us. If you do subscribe on iTunes, we will be changing the feed. It will require you to resubscribe. Just waiting for iTunes to come back with the big thumbs up that it's all good to go. However, we're going to be running both feeds simultaneously for a while. You can head to rufusproject.com and subscribe to the new feed there, entirely up to you. And please do subscribe, because next week we will be back with our next redeeming features cast. If you listen to the last one, you'll know that we are going to be checking out Prince of Persia: The Sands of Time from 2010. Here's a little taste of what we've subjected ourselves to.
Have you wondered how you could have found such a treasure? The gods have a plan for you, a destiny.
I've seen its power with my own eyes. Releasing the sand turns back time. Only the holder of the dagger is aware of what's happened.
How did you do that?
Yeah, the trailer doesn't really leave much of a mystery. Now, the moral of this episode of the podcast is the ability to play 20-plus-year-old games is not piracy. It's preserving history. See you next time.